saw about. What about, you know, when you go, when you get up in the morning and go in the bathroom, those things that you use with your hair to straighten your hair?
Comb
or
straightening comb?
If it's not a comb, it's probably a
brush.
Brush. And you say you're doing what to your hair?
Brush your hair.
You know, some men like to, I don't know if they do it much anymore, but used to they would shave with these straight razors. What'd you call that thing that you sharpened it on?
Razor strap. Some of them sure need to shave if they don't.
Is that right?
You
don't like those?
No, no, sir. I don't like some man's hair, face. Or my nephew came here from Memphis about two Sunday nights ago and hair all around his face. I said, I ought to catch you in the swinger.
You just don't like the way it looks?
No, sir. I don't like men face. They got a better clean face to me.
Well, you know, a lot of important folks had hair on their face.
Well, it might have been part of them, but it looked nice to me.
You know, Abraham Lincoln and folks like that.
Oh, yes. I know that. That's way back in the people over there, there's not in that now. All that hair, you face like that.
What do you think about this long hair that they wear?
I don't think men should wear that.
Do you see a lot of that?
Yes, I see a lot of it. Yes, they did. If they want to wear it, but I guess that's me. I think they look nice.
If you had a shotgun, you put a shell in a shotgun, but what would you put in a pistol or a rifle?
Cottage. I got one in my rifle now.
Oh, you got a rifle?
Yeah.
Well, you believe taking care of yourself.
Anybody give a me a nice, sure I do.
I reckon you know how to shoot it.
I sure do.
Let me ask you about this. When you were little, you might have played on one of these things. It was a board. And it was anchored right in the middle, and you could get on
seesaw.
I
haven't done it much. You want to teach me? I just put it on the bush.
What do you say you do it?
Seesaw. All I say.
Or what about a thing that was a long board, except it was anchored at the middle, so you could spin around on it. You know, get on each end of it and go around like that. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, they got a schoolhouse. I don't know the name of it. They got a schoolhouse. I don't know. I don't know the name of it.
You ever heard people call it a flying jig?
Yeah.
What about a merry-go-round?
That's the same thing, ain't it?
Same thing. Have you ever heard of anything like a... something like that. It's a plank and it's fixed at both ends and it's kind of limber so that a child could jump up and down on the middle of it. You ever heard of anything like that to play on?
I don't think so. I see them over there jumping way up on something and turning loose. I forget what you call that.
Okay. Or what about these things that are, you can tie ropes to a limb of a tree and then have something to sit on between them?
That's a swing.
If you had a fire in your fireplace or your stove and you were burning coal, what would you probably have to keep the coal in next to the stove? What would you call that thing?
Well, grate.